This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Thank you for calling Geek Bar Customer Care. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Winston with XPO. I have an FMS number for you in the whole situation.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. That FMS number is 754-453-23.
And the name of the order?
It'll be Marshall McClain at 5121 Highland Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri.
All righty, what's going on?
Who am I speaking with first and foremost?
Mike.
Mike. Well, Tech JC called and stated that he did not complete that install because the customer wanted him to do some additional work along with that OTR install. Stated that the work was outside of the work order, meaning that it didn't have a SKU for it, and it wasn't just it's just additional work, period. Meaning he stated that she wanted him to add some wood to the back of it and on the bottom of some sort, and he told her that if he didn't want to do it because it didn't look right, and she stated and told him what a previous three installers did it, and he told her that, okay, that's understandable, but if I'm deemed liable after I leave, if anything goes wrong, then we're going to be held responsible for it. So he has the right to refuse if he sees it that way. So I was trying to explain that to the customer. She didn't want to hear that. She stated that he was supposed to do it because she told him to. And I said, it doesn't work that quite that way, ma'am. And I was explaining the policy and the liability of policy and everything to her. She didn't want to hear that. She stated that he's supposed to do what he's told. It was a bunch.
Yeah.
So after the back and forth with her and her husband for about the good 10-15 minutes, they wanted my name and one of my superiors info. So Mike, you got a call on your hands when you go ahead and confirm this situation and everything.
No problem.
Just please explain the policy and liability policy to her, and about the text. They do have the right to make a judgment call if they deem it unfit or out of the install order right. So she wants an explanation or wants somebody to make him do it. And like I told her, it don't quite work that way, ma'am. So
I got you.
Okay,
yeah,
Mike.
Give me a few moments, all right?
Oh, you're going to need more than that. I'm going to be here.
All right, time me, okay?
Yes, sir.
I have your back. I got the case ID for you when you're ready.
That was fast. Okay.
I know how to get it done.
That was. I'm ready for it.
It's going to be 279-923-746.
All right, Mike. Thanks for talking with XPO. Thanks for the brief code. You enjoy your date.
You too.
Yes, sir.